problems that have been created by the interface between Indians and non-Indians in the United States are the reflection of the loss of independence. It's a reflection of the loss of self-sustaining communities, of the loss of meaningful work, of the devastating effect of the use of welfare as a means of defeating people, which I think clearly is what the United States did with Indians. They were much too effective on the battlefield. And so instead of having long supply lines and soldiers out there, they simply gave the Indians just enough to survive and not enough to go anywhere. And that was welfare. And that was invented as a device for controlling Indians. When I first went to Maine, there was one Indian in college, and now in the Passamaquoddy tribe alone, there must be 150. Certainly, I've seen aspirations change for people in terms of what they think is possible to achieve, but change doesn't come overnight, and generations, centuries of oppression leave a real mark, and the friction between cultures leaves a dramatic mark. With Native people in the United States, that mark is most clearly seen in terms of suicide. I know very well one family in which the grandfather committed suicide, one of his children committed suicide, and one of his grandchildren committed suicide. And how you deal with that kind of despair is tough, because what you wind up relying on are the institutions that are supplied by the dominant culture. And in my mind, it's the dominant culture that to a large extent is creating this problem to begin with. So you turn for treatment to that other culture, and not surprisingly, it doesn't work so well.